Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. And then we have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. That includes Jerry the Diver Guy, Barry Zibugger, Casey here. The Tobacco Nut, and author Eric Douglas.
We are here.
Yes, we got the full crew. We lost Brittany. She was with us an hour once. She had to go melt lead.
What?
Brittany is an amazing woman. She's going to melt lead for weight belts.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought that was a euphemism for something there for a second. But, you know,
I understand she does it by showing cleavage.
So. No.
That is,
I think she has laser eyes. She's like Superwoman.
No, actually, I was going to ask her about that. I never heard of divers, you know, making their own lead weights, but that's what she was going
to
do.
Where do you think the lead came from to begin with, Greg?
Were you going to call me something else?
Greg.
Blank.
Greg, they
head.
Have weight molds.
Well, exactly.
You melted lead into it, and it forms it.
Well, that's what she's doing.
Why would you melt your own?
Yeah. Well, she said she wanted to create her own lead weights by taking some old lead and forming it into a pound.
It's cheaper.
You know, well, I guess it is.
Yeah, you go by any tire shop and pick up all their used tire weights.
Is that what you do?
Well, you could do that. You just got to get the steel out of it. But it's probably she's going to shape it in some way so it's more comfortable for her because they wear out or anything.
Right.
But you buy contoured
weights.
Molds that will actually.
Where do you get these molds at? I've never heard of.
Well, Divers Supply sells them.
They sell weight
Leisure
molds.
Pro sells them. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, how much do they cost? Are they fairly
about
expensive?
$30.
All right. So if you're going to make a bunch.
It beats ordering lead for like $25 or whatever it is for a 5-pound weight. And then they charge you $1 per pound to ship it.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's that. Yeah.
Boring. Moving on. Next topic.
Wait, hold on. I don't think it's that boring. I mean, this is, I just never heard divers, you know, making their own lead weights like that.
I just never heard of a woman doing something like that.
Oh, wow, fine. Be sexist.
What the hell
is wrong with you?
Wow.
I am disgusted. How dare you?
I think she goes out.
Every lady out there needs to direct all comments to Barry Zibugger.
Gee whiz.
I said I hadn't heard of it.
Light up.
Yeah.
Wait till she hears this.
Have you ever heard that old saying, Barry? You're up crack creek.
Yeah.
You're up it.
I heard it. What about Eric Douglas? He's probably the only one who's sane as part of this group today. Eric, have you ever made your own lead weights like that or heard of people doing that?
Greg, there's an old joke that the dive industry has learned alchemy, that we learned how to turn lead into gold.
Mm.
Lead is extremely expensive, as you were saying, to ship and. But no, I've never heard of anybody melting their own. It's an interesting idea, but
well, isn't that stuff like super toxic too? I told Brittany.
It is. Yeah,
I said, Brittany, what are you trying to do? Like become radioactive or something? Radioactive, Brittany? That stuff is like will kill you or something.
She says she has a respirator.
Okay, she's gonna wear a face mask.
It's not that bad. You have to do it in a well ventilated area, and you have a respirator. I mean, it's
it'll make you sterile.
Is that what happened to you?
He seems like he knows.
Is that your secret?
A little bit more about this than he should.
That is exactly what happens. I mean, it's...
Good news, ladies.
Save that vasectomy money.
No need to be on that strip.
Melt your own lead weights.
That's right.
Okay.
How hot does the lead have to be to, what's the melting
point? I'd say pretty hot. Wouldn't it be? It'd have to be. This is
it's actually relatively low.
Isn't it? It's like smelting gold. Isn't that what they call that? Smelting?
When I solder, I use an iron that gets around 600 degrees, and it's lead solder, so probably around
621.5 degrees.
Hot.
What did I say?
That's really hot.
That's the temperature on Venus.
Huh. Bubble Boy would know.
Caliente.
Yes. Being, he's an alien.
Lead melts.
It's so smart
on Venus.
Okay, well, I guess it's a thing, and you know,
he said Venus.
Don't pick it up with your bare hands, kids.
Yeah, probably don't want to do that. I mean, I've watched Gold Rush, so I think I know how you do it on Discovery Channel. You just pour
gold
it in this
mold.
Gold
has a low melting point too.
Hey, you know what would be cool is if you made your own gold weights. Now that would be some serious diver bling, wouldn't it?
Hey, is that missing solid gold toilet still missing? The one that was stolen?
Oh, from Saddam Hussein. He had
I don't
one,
know who it was from.
Right?
No, there was a solid gold toilet that was stolen. It's still on the loose.
I don't know, Barry.
I'm
thanks
betting that's
that
been melted down.
Maybe. But yeah, I mean, if you're going to make your own weights, why not make gold weights and really be, you know, the talk of the dive boat?
Because who's going to see them?
Well, better yet,
if you wear them on a belt.
To you,
yeah.
If something happened to you, you'd be worthwhile for the Coast Guard or someone to find your body at least.
Right. Well, exactly. And you never want to ditch them because, you know, they're worth so much money. But then if you wore them, you're like,
well,
you'd
here's
always
the
know
thought.
Come get you. What's that?
Gold being one of the heaviest metals out there, you maybe have to weigh much smaller weights.
I don't think it's heavier than lead. I think lead's one of the more dense materials.
Probably, but still it would work. You know that guy, Parker Schnabel on Gold Rush? He learned how to dive.
Let's last. Call
Schnabel, him. Schnabel.
I do. No, he learned how to dive. I know this because I saw the TV show, and he learned how to dive, and I think it was Palau or someplace. And, you know, he's getting all this gold. I ought to probably email him and say, hey, take all that gold. You got too much of it already anyway. You save some money by making your own lead weights with this excess gold that you're pulling up out of the ground. In the Yukon or wherever.
I think
they
if
are.
A guy's got a lot of gold.
I don't know
money,
that I've ever heard that concept before.
He's not really worried about saving money.
Well, that's.
I have a better idea. Let's call him and say if he'll send us some gold, we'll allow him to be on our award winning show.
Hmm. Okay.
I have a better idea. Literally anything.
I kind of agree with you on that. All right. So moving on. Let's talk to Eric Douglas. Maybe he can get us back on
track. I bet Mike Scott's melted his own weights.
Yeah, maybe that could show up in a future novel or
probably not.
Novella. No, probably not.
Here are all the bullets I pulled out of myself and getting into tough scrapes, and I made weights out of them.
Yeah, Mike's only been shot once that I can think of.
Only once?
Really?
One more?
Well, it explains why he's still alive in the series of books that Eric
tried. He got shot in the second Cayman book. I can't think... I don't think he's ever been shot other than that.
Hmm.
Well, is he still carrying the slug around in him?
Oh, no. It was a through and through.
Yeah. So, you know, he has some excess bullets that he could turn into weights.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. There might be something there.
Thanks for finally getting
He's got that one that shattered the Jeep's windshield. I know that.
Well, there's that. Booksbyeric.com. You can go there and find out which book you want to purchase from Eric. But, Eric, you have a book that just got released this past week. Is that right?
Yep. Official release date was November 1st. So yesterday came out with a new book. Actually, I introduced the character of this book, the lead character of this book, in the last Mike Scott book, which was Water Crisis. But I enjoyed her so much as Agent AJ West. She's an FBI agent. And I enjoyed her so much, I decided to spin her off into her own series.
Yes. She is a badass. I haven't got through the entire book yet, but I've read like the first 50, 60 pages.
And because all that TV you're watching.
No, that's not accurate.
It's all of his international travel.
Right.
To the Red Sea that we all didn't get to go along.
And the battery on my iPad wore out before I could continue reading it on my return flight back from Egypt. Did I mention I went to Egypt, CJ? You didn't?
A couple hundred times.
Okay. Yeah. Suffer.
Greg, do the aircraft not have charging ports? Are these one of those?
No, just shut up, okay? Anyway, Eric, So you got this new book. People can order it by just going, what, to bookspire.com, get it for their Kindle.
Bookspire.com. It's also Amazon. on Amazon, of course.
Yeah.
Just as a funny side note, the name of the book is Real Thugs. But if you just look up Thugs on Amazon, there's about a half a dozen or more romance novels about things like I was wanted by a street thug, or, you know, it's like, there's some really twisted romance readers out there. People reading, but that's not mine. Mine's a serial killer book. So, you know,
interesting.
It's completely different.
Are there dive thugs? I mean, that could be like the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, or kind of like
that. Well, yeah, I can see that, especially those guys wearing those red watch caps. Yeah,
exactly.
Keep talking about it. See what happens to your face.
Oh, wow. Wow.
It's jealousy.
Bring it down a notch here, boys. Bring it down a notch. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Dive industry professionals in the know, go to the DEMA Show, the Diving Equipment and Marketing Association trade show in Orlando, November 13th through 16th, allows you to connect with over 600 leading dive equipment manufacturers, travel destinations, apparel wholesalers, and service providers from around the globe. It's the largest diving event for dive professionals in the world, and why you see Scuba Radio at the entrance every year welcoming the 10,000 attendees each morning. The DEMA Show, November 13th through 16th in Orlando. More info at DEMAShow.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Take a look at it on the ocean floor. Just go down there, take your scuba gear and go down there. One of you would do that, I know.
Ain't no egos, never in egos. No egos underwater.
Whoa!
No egos underwater here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, host of the 2019 Diving Community Champion Award for DEMA this year.
Winning.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Can't wait to get that award. It's going to be something.
You're now, welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Jerry had a lot to do with that, by the way. He was one of the nominees that made that.
Well, you deserve it.
Well, thank you, Jerry.
Don't let that go to your head, though.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't. It's not me, though. Let's be clear. It's Scuba Radio.
Oh,
it is
so
this
it's me?
Forum that I
so
just
So I made
be.
You?
Okay. Hey, we can
drunk?
Look at it that way. Yeah.
Who's drunk?
Jerry the Diver Guy. Yeah, but it'll be a good time at the DEMA Show.
Now, it's party, party, party.
It's going to be a good time. We got a lot of stuff to give away. Eric Douglas is going to be there. Eric, are you going to be signing books or selling books? I know you're going to be there. What are you doing exactly at the DEMA Show here in a couple weeks?
I'm going to have the last three Mike Scott books with me and copies of the brand new one, the Real Thugs book, with me, and be signing books, hopefully in your booth, unless you kick me out like you've done before.
No.
And
I don't remember.
No, I'll be hanging out, and then I'll be there for the show openings. I'm only going to be there Thursday and Friday, but
okay.
definitely plan to be there for your much deserved award.
Right. Well, yeah, we got to figure out how we're going to accept this. There is some logistic issues because supposedly they want to give us this award Thursday morning during the DEMA membership meeting, which conflicts with opening the DEMA show, Exhibit Show Flora, which is what Scuba Radio does every year.
Well, you know, if you want to go accept your award, and Jerry and I will take your place and open the show.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be in charge of giving away all these thousands of dollars of prizes and trips like the Curacao.
I do it every year, Greg.
And why do I get this weird feeling that all the prizes will end up going home with you guys?
I
know how you operate. Yeah.
You know, we did it, though. We gave them out.
Well, okay. I guess
that somebody took them.
Notice my name was not included. I will be busy shuttling everything to the car.
Okay.
Well, exactly.
So they're not even going to give it away. Casey's just like, just throw it in the van and run. Yeah, maybe. But yeah, we'll figure it out.
It's called embezzlement, right?
Right. They did.
It's called take it and run.
I will tell you, they sent a crew to Scuba Radio headquarters this week to record a video.
How was I not notified of this?
Well, because
I couldn't be in
the room. They didn't want to break the cameras.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, Curly.
Because you wouldn't wear your red hat.
That's right. Yeah, but neither did I.
I was going to say, I guarantee Greg was not wearing a red hat.
Yeah, no, I did not wear a red hat. I wore a Scuba Radio baseball cap. And, you know, they filmed, they asked me a bunch of questions, interviewed me on camera and everything. And at the end, he goes, well, the producer guy goes, this was great. I love everything you said. This is perfect. And he said, here, take a look at this. Turn that awesome. I look at him like, oh, my God, I look like hell.
Well, I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah.
Mummy's curse.
Well, trying to, you know, drill home the fact that, you know, I have the face for radio and that kind of thing. So I guess I represented
Couldn't
well.
Couldn't he, like, soften it up with a filter or something?
Hopefully. Yeah, one of those filters that make you look like a cat.
He didn't give you makeup, like any makeup. He didn't have a makeup girl.
Yeah, well,
really
no.
Soft focus.
I think I have little like lollipops sticking out of the top of my heads.
Like a Barbara Walters special.
And Phil, yeah, I think there is blush on there too, I think. I don't know what kind of filter he was using, but it was an improvement, of course.
Greg, they forgot to tell you they didn't take the lens off.
Right.
You mean the cap?
Yeah, or the cap. I'm sorry. Thank you, Barry.
Ruined that joke, didn't you?
Oh, that was a joke, was it?
Doesn't matter.
Thanks for explaining it to us. All right. Well, anyway, you know, if you want to be abused during the DEMA show, now you know when to what days to avoid, I guess, which are pretty much all of them, right? Because we're going to be there in full effect. 2 weeks from today is the DEMA show in Orlando, largest diving event in the world. I can't wait. We're getting that award, of course.
But tell the people that don't know, maybe the new divers, what DEMA stands for.
Diving Equipment and Marketing Association. And this is the yearly trade show.
It's marketing? I thought it was
manufacturers. No, that ain't what it stands for.
That's exactly what it stands for.
Yeah. No. It's drink every...
Yeah, don't go there.
That's all he...
Great joke.
I'm not even going to go there.
Melon
Just
ball
the
shots
kids, they're
available.
Jerry is... Jerry is officially on a surface interval, okay?
Permanent surface interval.
Wow. Yeah. Well, yeah,
drink
I'm sure
every margarita available.
Yeah, that would be. That probably
I
be
like that one, actually.
That's right. Because that usually happens. Yeah. But it's going to be a great event this year.
Don't ever make asphalt.
No, I don't. That one's not quite as appropriate. But yeah, it's going to be a major event this year. The numbers look like they're very strong for as far as attendees and people coming with booths and things. I will tell you once again, I say it every single year, and I kind of always think that this is at some point it's going to come back, and we're going to have a lackluster year when it comes to all the giveaways and stuff that we have for the DEMA show this year, but. I know for a fact it's going to be insane this year. We have gotten huge support from Explorer Ventures, from our friends at ReefSafe, sunscreen. We have some stuff from Shearwater we're going to do. I mean, it's crazy.
I thought you said we were just going to like open the boxes and put a little note say take what you want.
No, lower the
expectations so we can start building next year.
No, we're going to make them work for it this year. We got a few little things up our sleeve. Our buddies at SEAC have given us plenty of new snorkels to do another snorkel shootout.
Cool. I haven't seen those yet.
You haven't seen the snorkel shootout. That's right. You haven't witnessed that before.
Oh, that is awesome.
I've
never seen any of this.
We went for height. We went for distance. Yeah.
You mean height?
Yeah, we went for height.
Height.
That's what I said.
Right next to Hypo. Wyoming.
It's a city in Israel.
And y'all say drunk. I'm drunk.
Hey, drunk.
Height.
Yeah. We went for that. And so so it was distance.
Really far up there.
But we have not went so much for accuracy. We did that once, but we're going to do a little bit differently. So I need to pick a Scuba Radio Scuba Squad member that we're willing to sacrifice. And the person who can shoot the snorkel and get it close or literally tag the
shoot
appropriate
the snorkel out of his mouth. What?
Yeah, you blow the little Nerf thing out of the end of the snorkel at one of our scuba squad members, which will be wearing a dive mask for protection. But
since Casey's a great guy, I know.
Yeah, if you hit him in the nether region,
what time does this start?
Bonus points, right? Every morning, Barry, get ready. You could be the victim. I don't know. Maybe we'll have, it'll be Barry or Bubble Boy as the target this year is my guess. Whoever gets the short straw. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Hey, I got to go back to some of the stuff that we did in the Red Sea, or I should say that I did, that none of you guys got to witness. This is more of an opportunity for me to rub it into you guys.
You are such a weasel.
Otherwise called losers. But you know, when you go to a place like the Red Sea, you have to tag on, you know, an adventure in Egypt. And if you checked out the Scuba Radio Facebook page, you might have seen some of the pictures that we got after a two-day land tour, after spending a week on the liveaboard with Explorer Ventures. It was pretty pretty phenomenal. I did the whole camel in front of the pyramids and wandered around, you know, the ruins, the museum there in Egypt. Pretty spectacular stuff that if you're that part of the world, you owe it to yourself to go. You have to. It's kind of, I think it's the law. Yeah.
Thousands of years of history. It's got to be gorgeous out there. My wife's been there. I have not.
Okay, so she's not a loser. Just you.
Just me.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's good to know.
What did you bring back that would have dragged the mummy's curse with you?
Well, just the curse.
Brought back the curse.
Yeah, that's all I needed was the curse. I didn't want to add any weight to my luggage.
Brendan Fraser's career.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Yeah, but you know,
he do those movies and now he's nowhere.
It really was weird when you're driving through Cairo in particular. It did feel like, you know, I was driving through, you know, a news set of CNN or Indiana Jones. It does look like that in certain areas with all the sand. But then it's a very populated area, very busy, busy city and stuff as well. But the pyramids are remarkable. And I actually got to climb through the pyramids. And I got a bunch of video and pictures inside the pyramids.
And they normally don't let people do that?
It's not a thing. You're not really supposed to, you know, put those pictures on Facebook and stuff. So I did not, because I did not want to curse.
Did you throw around your scuba radio?
Gotta go.
Yeah. No, I threw around. You know what? I didn't need to. I was kind of a rock star. I'll explain next. This is something that Well, at least you group and losers need to know about, because you might want to use this to your advantage in the future when you go to Egypt. That's coming up next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, 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 dive. I think you found your love, 'cause you can go diving today. It's you I'm jealous of. How did you end up this way? She said she loves to, and you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to, and you know we are so glad. She said she heard this show, it almost blew her mind. Called Scuba Radio, the first show of its kind. She says she loves to, and you know we think that's rad. Yes, she loves to, and you know we are so glad. Woo! She loves to dive, dive, dive. She loves to dive, dive, dive. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that, you know you should be glad. For a dive like that, you know we are so glad.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Little blast from the past from a previous FEMA show outing. That's not necessary. I think we apologized
that
well
was,
in advance.
That was Beatlemania.
Oh, is that what
you're
that
doing
was?
To the people the in the studio.
I thought that was just pure pain.
That was the girls losing their mind when you sing like the Beatles, they especially like Barry.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I thought you were in pain. I'm sorry.
No, I'm
misinterpreted your reaction there, CJ.
You pushed the limits of that recording equipment to new highs.
Well, you're welcome, I think.
Or lows.
Speaking of being a rock star, take my word for it. When you go to Egypt, you know, I don't need any game. I'm married, been married for 30 years, don't need it. But some of you guys
game over.
Could use
exactly.
Could use some.
His life is
and,
over.
And when you go to Egypt and you tour around Cairo and stuff, the girls, you know, it was weird. We're cruising around seeing different sites, and like two or three girls would walk by and they turn around and look at me and like smile and giggle, and I'm like, holy crap, what am I look good.
Greg, they're laughing at you, not with
you. I might have misinterpreted.
And they were dudes.
No, they were not.
Did you?
But then they came up to me and said, "Hey, can we get a picture with you?" And I'm like, "What?
So we can pickpocket you?"
Yeah. Well, that's I thought there was a scam going on. I honestly did the first couple times, and I finally said to our tour guide, "Hey, what's going on? Why do they keep coming up to me? They think I'm somebody famous. Do I look like someone, or whatever?" And because it was very strange.
Sharknado is big and.
I did think maybe that could have been it. Yeah. Hey, you're sweaty Florida tourist number 3 in Sharknado 3. Right. Awesome.
No, I've always said you look like James Cameron.
Yes. Well, it wasn't that. She said that they're just not used to seeing light-skinned, blue-eyed people in that part of the world. So Americans are a very rare commodity, and one of the things the kids are into, and I mean like the 20-somethings, like to get their pictures with Americans or you know, light-skinned folks, and they post it up on their Facebook and you know, they share it with their friends, and I guess they
so
think
they know who
somebody.
To target when they get over here.
Exactly. Here, I'll go stay with that person, because technically we're married
American.
Now.
Go be his buddy.
Yeah.
Better. It was hurting her eyes.
It could have been a little
Greg,
combination.
What you don't know is now that you're getting a lot of hits on pastybastards.com.
Yeah.
Pastybastards.
I went up by like 20%. Yeah. It's an improvement. But
Wait, were you already sunburned by then?
I didn't get sunburned, believe it or not.
What? No, he got flea bites.
CJ just told him a joke in his mind that he's laughing at hysterically, and he's about fell off his chair. What happened?
Albino dick.
What? Okay. You know, is
it? I think you better not go there.
No.
CJ's kind of warped.
He just went inside his brain, and he's it came it. Out. The reaction.
It's very scary in there.
Inside voice sometimes comes to the surface, and when it cracks yourself up, it's just a moment. He's having a moment. God bless him. Well, just know that if you go to Egypt, that's one of the benefits or one of the things that you can leverage to your advantage, you know, if you want to meet some, you know, ladies, I guess, you know. It was very funny.
Either that or the goats, right?
The goats. Wow, you guys are naturals. But anyway, yeah, I mean, you go there and you could be quite popular. You kind of make you feel like you're somebody. It was something. But will you stop telling yourself jokes in your head? CJ's like breaking himself up by just telling jokes in his head.
Oh, my God.
It just happened.
Did the camel want to come home with you?
Now, the camel was pretty, I don't know. It was... You know, I was warned to not let the camel spit on me.
Did you feel the urge to smoke when you saw the camel?
No, didn't do that.
What was the camel's name? Clyde?
Oscar.
Did you step on the camel's toes?
No. Didn't see
him. Was it a one hump or two?
I couldn't see him. Couldn't see any camel toes up on top of that thing.
Was it a one hump or two?
I don't know that.
Was it on hump day?
All right, let's just move on. I've had enough of you guys. So anyway, it is
hump
something
on down the road.
You go inside the pyramids. You do that whole thing. We did the nighttime pyramid show, which was pretty impressive too. That was our first glimpse of the pyramids, and
Pharaohs come out.
Okay,
what is it? Explain what it is.
Well, they have like a laser light show in front of the pyramids of Giza every night. And so you go there and they got chairs set up in the
just
in
like area. When they were built.
Yeah. No, and they tell this story over about an hour or so with lasers.
Does the Sphinx mouth move?
Actually, it does. The Sphinx as a picture comes to life on it and all kinds of stuff. It's kind of like the technology is pretty cool, but it's a little dated, like a Epcot kind of Disney thing that you might see.
Kind of like the Kiss Hot in the Shade tour.
I was just going to say that.
What?
Yes, Jerry, what I was just going to say that.
1991 or somewhere
yeah,
through
they
there.
Yeah, the Kiss tour, they had a Sphinx.
Yeah.
And at the end of the show, the face would fall off, and there was like a chrome skull with lasers shooting out
of
his
remember,
eyes.
Do you remember when they opened the show up, the Sphinx was talking?
I don't remember it.
That's faint.
I remember it having lasers.
Oh yeah.
But what did it feel like walking through, you know, thousands of years of history?
It was cool. I mean, it felt very Indiana Jones, especially in the museum of antiquities or whatever.
Oh, you went there?
Yeah.
Oh, did you see King Tut?
I'm kind of somebody now. Girls in Egypt really dig me.
Yeah, Greg, you're like Marcus Brody.
Does anybody here speak English?
Yeah, whatever.
I'm lost.
I felt more like Josh Gates from Expedition Unknown. You know, you kind of walk through this thing and you see all these massive statues and coffins and mummies. I mean, I saw dead people.
Did you see Tut?
I did. I saw the face of King Tut and his whole thing. And
can
stuff.
You say the full name?
King Tut.
No.
Full
You're
name.
Welcome. That's what I said.
Huh? Say that three times.
King Tut, King Tut, King Tut.
It's showtime.
Yeah, you've done
it. Yeah, anyway, it's something you got to do while you're that part of the world. I mean, I will tell you, you know, it's the diving that brings you to the area, but it's that other stuff that, you know, is part of, you know, if you're going to go halfway around the world from the U.S. and go visit a place like the Red Sea, you might as well see some of this other stuff, too, and it just makes the whole experience that much more exciting.
Is the
fun.
Desert sand different than the sand here?
It is.
That is a good question.
In what way?
It's a little more sandy, I think. I think.
You mean gritty? Sandy. Yeah. Is
like
it, no, is
sandy
it, is it
from
a finer
Greece?
Sand or heavier? or more gray.
Yeah, yeah, we'll go with that. All of those.
Man, you can paint a picture.
You're welcome. Yeah, no, it was
write a book.
It was interesting. It was. But it was the diving and the underwater attractions.
Well, tell us about the people. That, maybe, since we're on Scuba Radio.
Well, I did already. I told you we saw.
Where have you been, CJ?
Oceanic yeah, you weren't here, pit, CJ.
Thresher sharks, manta rays, more clownfish and anemones what I've ever seen.
What was the food like on the ship?
It was like food that you would eat.
No, I mean, come on. There had to be some good stuff.
Well, it was. They had local. A huge spread there on the boat every day. I mean, they had some local flavored type stuff, and then they had some more Western cuisine like spaghetti and pizza and things like that to kind of accommodate people that are a little bit less adventurous maybe in their taste buds and whatever. So they had everything. Plenty of it, too. So I came out with a 6-pound souvenir.
With Explorer Ventures, what do you think? Yeah,
of course. Good. All good.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I didn't know this about you, Summer, that you are in your time off. You're a scuba diver.
Yeah, since I'm 10.
Since you're 10, but like you...
And I'm 50. No. I was diving before you were born.
And I am going up.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ, and Bubble Boy in the studio. And connected via the web is the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad right now. Larry the Bugger, Casey the Tobacco Nut, and Jerry the Diver Guy running out the floor. They're all playing with goats, evidently. I don't know if they're feeling jealous of my adventure in Egypt.
You know, Greg, we all didn't get to see camel toes, you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's either that or... I'm wondering, are you guys making your own lead weights or something? That stuff is toxic. I mean, it gets into the air and into your bloodstream. And
all that.
Oh, man, just stop, okay? Will you please? This is embarrassing. All right, look, we have a...
Hey, we're your show.
There's another little news nugget that I want to share with the crew today that I just got wind of. There's a dive operator, evidently in the Jupiter, Florida area, that just got popped for saying he caught more lionfish than he did. And I didn't even know this was a thing, but evidently the Florida Wildlife Commission has been giving dive operators like a $50 credit if they had catch a certain amount of lionfish, you know, take them out on their dive boat or whatever. And then you could submit like a photo and a form and you know, kind of like a lionfish buyback program. I guess they've been running for a while. I wasn't aware of this, but I guess it is a thing. You know, you buy after a certain, say, like on a, I don't know what the numbers are, but let's say it's like you go out on a dive trip, two tank trip, and they bring back like 50 lionfish. You get like a $50 credit or something that you can submit reimbursement to the Florida Wildlife Commission and get some money. And this dive operator down in Jupiter was doing this and racked up an income of like over $10,000 doing this.
But so he was lying about his lionfish.
Exactly. And they caught him because they went back and checked his paperwork and the pictures he submitted and said the photos had been photoshopped. And they had taken people from different days or said they were different days and it was the same day and, you know, taking lionfish from one photo and stuck it over.
Hey, that so lionfish. It's a lionfish racket, eh?
It was.
Greg, this wasn't $50. This was more like they collected $10,000.
That's what I said, Barry. Thanks for listening. But it was like $50 a trip or so that he would get. But he had racked up a bill of over $10,000. Yeah.
It's multiple trips, Barry. Multiple trips.
Yes. Do the math.
Leave it to that one person.
He's only an accountant. He shouldn't, you know, give him some.
He counts beans, not fish.
That's right. No, that's okay.
Can't think on account his hat's too tight.
Okay. Anyway, I didn't know they were doing that, and I mean, it's good at least they policed it, but it's sad because, you know, an effort like this could potentially torpedo this whole effort. You know, the fact that they caught him, I mean, I would hope he's the only person that would be so, you know, callous to do something like
Greg,
that.
Greg, I got a scoop for you.
Yeah?
I have actual audio of the phone call.
You do?
Yeah, would you like to hear it?
The phone call of what? Of him
when
being,
they busted the shop.
Oh, they called him? They didn't go arrest him? They called him and
they
say
called
you're
going
to be...
first, and then they... Yeah.
What did they say? How did it go?
Listen. I know that you're a liar.
Fish. Lying fish.
I know that you're a liar.
No, it should be, I know you are a lying fish. Get it?
I know that you are a liar.
No, that's
you're lying about the lion.
That's okay, CJ.
You can't hide your lion eyes.
Yeah, don't worry. We'll fix this in post. That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Hey, I know that's CJ on the speaker box.
You think?
That's not a phone
Shut
call.
Shut up, it is not.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't see him on Facebook Live.
I know that you're a liar.
Streaming worldwide as we speak. You couldn't.
No, I can see him on the internet.
Some guy without a red hat.
Yeah, that's that guy. All right, anyway, so I don't know. Yeah, you got to hope that this doesn't derail any efforts to take out lionfish. I mean,
it takes one person to screw up everything.
Exactly.
So. Well, it's not going to stop people from catching lionfish. You say they taste good. I have yet to try it. So,
well,
you
what's wrong?
Never
with
ate
you?
A lionfish?
Yeah, man, no, you're missing out, buddy.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Have you killed one yet, Barry?
No, I have the spear. I've had the spear for 5 years. I still haven't.
Then go kill a lionfish.
Well, you guys
what
would
are you
know.
Waiting on?
Kill Barry. Kill.
Kill.
You live by the water. Kill a lionfish, man.
Now you guys would know this. Inland. You guys wouldn't know this because you weren't in the Red Sea like me last week. But lionfish are native to that part of the world, so it was interesting seeing how they.
So you're like, you have the urge to kill it, and you're like, wait a minute.
Well, no, I'll tell cool you, their behavior was very different than what we experience in Florida or in the Caribbean. The lionfish are out in the open and they're going and just catching whatever they want. The lionfish we saw in Egypt in the Red Sea, most of them were tucked in. They were kind of hiding in crevices and things like that. They weren't just actually, you know, out in the open and stuff because they have predators there as they're supposed to. So yeah, it was very interesting.
You know, those idiots see what's happening here in the U.S. and they're going, hey, did you hear about my cousin? He got speared.
You think?
But we're hiding.
Well, yeah, no, I don't think that's. I don't think that's accurate.
What kind of predators do they have over there?
Lionfish eaters.
That's okay, what, there we
technically,
go.
He doesn't know. They're called lionfish eaters.
That's very
eaters.
Specific.
Yeah, thank you. You're welcome.
I think you're lying.
All right, let's just turn their mic off. They're done. All right. And on that disturbing note, we'll wrap it up for another edition of The Big Show. Till next time, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's better.
Safe diving, everyone.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here,
under the sea.
Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here,
under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.